I think there's a lot of potential. We have to remember that ginger is actually a rainforest plant. And if you think of rainforest situations, there's a lot of leaf litter. And that leaf litter is very, very good. You can have leaf litter 10, 20 centimetres thick. And if a plant has evolved under those conditions, it's going to need the sort of protection.
Dr. Mike Smith, Senior Scientist with the Department of Agriculture and Fisheries. Tell me about this compost trial.
Well, we're basically looking at various sorts of compost and pasteurised poultry pellets and comparing them with the industry standard, which is raw poultry litter. So we're basically looking at ways to achieve good yields, good sustainable yields, but making a much more safe product.
How much did the compost increase the yield?
Well, if you don't have any compost at all, you get quite a significant yield decline. But we're getting, you know, yields of up to 70 to 80 tonnes per hectare, which is really, really good. That's excellent yield.
And what's that compared to the one that didn't have the mulch on?
Well, the average yield across the industry is, say, about 35 to 40 tonnes per hectare.
Wow, so you're almost
doubling. Yes, we're almost doubling the yield.
So how big is your test field?
The most recent one was on a grower's property, and it must have been at least about a hectare of ginger under production. Some of the compost we've used has come from the feedlot situations on the downs. Some of it's sort of sugarcane waste, just organic waste. The idea is to increase the organic carbon in the soil.
They were talking wood chip in there. Have you used that too?
We've used wood chip, but that's more like a mulch. So it's not really a proper compost. So there's compost and there's mulches. And mulches are often used to ensure that you prevent weed growth on the beds and also prevent greening of the rhizome. It's looking at how products break down to increase the organic carbon in the soil, because organic carbon is really, really important for promoting healthy soils. So it increases the complexity and the dynamics in the soil. So you're looking for that really dynamic soil, which helps mineralize some of the nutrients in the soil and also suppresses the disease organisms. So if you can incorporate carbon from whatever source, it's a good thing.
How different is this to the farming that you've seen throughout all your years of being a scientist?
Well, it's gone through a bit of a circle. When I first started working with the ginger industry about 30 years ago, people were using things like mill mud and various sorts of wood chips and things in their farming system. And then when soil fumigation came on the scene, it was seen as a magic cure because it got rid of a lot of the soil pathogens, but it meant that people weren't putting carbon back into the system. And now that they've basically been forced to withdraw using fumigants, they're realising there's all of these disease issues that have emerged as a consequence of that. So now we're having to go back to where we started before and using all sorts of different carbon sources to improve soil health.
So you're really going back for the future.
Exactly. That's exactly what it is. It's almost like there's nothing new under the sun. You know, we're just reinventing farming systems, but we're using more sophisticated technologies, especially ways to monitor soil health. We're using quite sophisticated techniques now to measure things like microbes in the soil and turnover of nutrients. So it's not going straight back to the past. We're just using some of the farming systems of the past with a lot more sophistication now in the future. And it's not just the compost, you know, you need to have clean planting material, you need to prepare your soils properly, you need to be looking at rotation cropping. So you need to be building all of that into a really integrated approach to your farming system.
And it's been helping with disease as well?
Oh yeah, that's where I've sort of spent most of my effort, is looking at ways you can improve soil health to reduce soil-borne pathogens, because these are diseases that live in the soil, and without any competition from other microbes in the soil, they move in very quickly to infect your ginger. So it's really trying to build up that dynamic soil environment to suppress those baddies and increase the number of good beneficial fungi and bacteria in the soil. It's been very effective against Pythium. Fusarium, as you've heard in the talks, is a lot more complicated because it's got a very complex life cycle. And it's sneaky. It's a sneaky fungi. Whereas the Pythium's all out there, you know, it's a big showy thing. It's a bully. And once you stand up to the bullies, they cave down.